Radio on the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, fun segment. It's called Rip Christina. Everybody in. Everybody line up.
Haven't we been doing that for the last couple hours?
We've been nice to you today.
Last few weeks.
We haven't abused you at all.
Last few months.
You have not been terribly argumentative today yet. It's not over.
I've been told to be a little less argumentative.
By whom? Your agent?
Yes.
What's he know?
He doesn't know jack. Clearly.
Tony in Texas says, the woman tripped, you were talking about an 82-year-old woman who ran a marathon and died?
Yeah.
He says she tripped and fell and hit her head while running. Christina botched the story. She did the interview the day after the race and then took a nap after. Apparently took a nap forever. Dirt nap?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Maybe she got it on with Alan. That's what did her in, says Jared. That's sick. What's wrong with you? Should I take this call during the show? Would that be awkward?
Yeah, that'd be a little awkward.
Call you back, buddy.
I can't believe that person doesn't know that you're on the air between 10 and 1.
What time is this show run anyway? Blake Shelton posted last week, wasp stung my finger this morning. It swelled up 4 times its normal size. Spent rest of the day trying to get it. That's not good. That's funny. I'm not going to.
No, don't read that.
I'm not going to. Okay, lots of good stuff here. I can't read on the air. All right, it
happens on a daily basis.
Yeah, true.
If not hourly.
Justin Aker, Christina LeCure. Sally Field was also in the new Spider-Man on the Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. Says Tang and the Rock as Aunt May. Yeah, I didn't like that either. That was bad. Aunt May's supposed to look like the Aunt May and the other Aunt May.
Yeah, who was the uncle in that?
Some
other dude.
Some other guy. I don't remember, actually. I remember.
Oh, it was Charlie Sheen's dad, Martin Sheen.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah. Bad. Amanda Bynes is being set free. Hide the puppies, says U Ward Jr.
Oh, wasn't she? Yeah,
yeah.
That's right. She
had
like,
an incident.
Yeah. That's so, ugh.
Tang and the Rock. He was also on Miami Vice, Glenn Frey. He sure was. And that's where Smuggler's Blues came in. Do you know that song, Matt?
I don't.
Okay, well, I bet if I played it, you've heard it before. Kev says... terrible. Kev says Emma Stone's parents own Camelback. Please, someone make a camel poop joke. No,
I was trying so hard not
to. It's too obvious. Yeah. Uward says, I wish my 87-year-old mother-in-law would do any walking at all, let alone walk a marathon. Wow, that's mean, bro.
Whoa! Really, really hope she doesn't listen to this show.
Kev says,
we're big with 87-year-olds.
How do we go so long without hearing the Charlie Sheen drop? I know, that's a great point. Ken says, more Buffalo Bill, please.
Oh, wait.
Jerry says, wine gums are awesome.
They are amazing.
I ordered them online from time to time and have my son-in-law and grandson hooked. That's cool.
You know what else you can get hooked on?
From Canada?
Crack.
Kev says, Miranda Lambert divorced. In that case, she's probably lost 200 pounds.
No, I don't know if she's divorced. I'm just saying that they were saying that she was getting divorced.
Tiger Woods, NFL starting quarterback, says Kev. Wally, you can win this argument by saying 4 words and dropping the mic. Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder. Fair point. Chops and Rising, Justin 5'9". Ha, 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 ha. Ha. I bet that's how they're laughing. Maniacally. 5'8 and a half. 5'9 in my Timberlands.
I didn't know they stacked it that high.
Buddy. If they do, you know who can do that. Lynn says, my question is, where'd all the money come from to give Long a $100,000 raise and a $100,000 bonus, plus an already promised $100,000 raise next year?
That is just a plain, silly question. Do you not realize how much money they have, people?
Is it taxpayers' money or Razorback Foundation money? Either way, some of it is my money, and I don't want my money to be used to give Long an exorbitant raise. They have such a huge pile of money in the coffers, it really doesn't matter. Lynn, none of us are ever going to notice it, so don't worry about it. We were talking about Vandy's athletic director being a $2 million man. And Ted says he's also the dean of the law school.
They have so much money that $100,000 is not even going to be a drop in the bucket. And people won't even... It's not that much money when you're making $1 million a year. I know that sounds bad, but it's a true statement.
Billy the Kid says, Christina, I think you add a lot to the show, and I like it when you're there with Justin. And one more question. Do you let little Wally and Justin sit in your lap so they can reach the microphone? Just wondering. The microphones can go to any level. Billy the Kid, thank you for wondering.
Well, thank you, Billy Kid.
Doesn't matter how tall you are or short you are, we can get you covered up on the microphone. Ken in Little Rock makes a fantastic point. Fantastic point. Who still smokes crack? What is it, 1987?
Yeah, really. What are you hanging out with Richard Pryor?
I want to see the tape. Oh, wait, it's on VHS. Somebody find me a VCR. No doubt, dude. It's embarrassing.
Stupid. Yeah, try finding a Betamax machine nowadays.
Scott says, worse than smoking crack, he still wears jerseys. That is embarrassing. What a loser this guy is. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford admitted it, finally, after being pressed. And the funny thing is, did you see the interview? Did you watch the whole tape, Matt?
No.
Christine, did you see it?
I saw a part of it.
He basically is like, he won't just come out and say, he won't say, look, I want to admit something. He's
dodged the question for a really long time.
But now he's goading the reporters, and he's saying, if you want to ask me the question you asked me in May, I'll answer the question. And they're like, hell, I don't even know what I asked somebody yesterday. he's like, you remember the question that you asked? They're like, and he's like, you know, and then finally the guy pipes
up.
Do
you smoke crack?
With the question, yeah. And I'm like, dumb, just say, hey, look, I got an admission to make.
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I answered your question. You asked the question properly, I'll answer it.
How many
yes,
times?
I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on.
He probably tried it. How do you probably try crack?
Yeah, I mean, that's a dumb thing to say. The thing that kills me, there's so many things that kill me about that. Am I an addict? No. Well, it doesn't matter if you're an addict. You're a sitting mayor of a major worldwide city. I mean, Toronto's the second biggest city,
if not the biggest city in Canada.
Thank you. It's not like you're mayor of a town with 40 people. You're mayor of Toronto. So it doesn't matter if you smoke crack once, twice, or 10 times. If you smoke it once, it's a big story because you're the sitting mayor in, you know, Toronto. That's like saying, well, I only killed one person. I don't do it regularly.
Kind of different.
It's a little different, but
just
still.
Just a hair.
It's hyperbole. Work with me.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying not to call you.
Ran over one family of four. I don't do it all the time. And besides, I was wasted when I did it. That doesn't even count.
I wasn't sober when I was smoking crack.
Well, I was drunk. Hello. Doesn't everyone smoke crack when they're drunk? No, idiot, they don't.
You know who does? Crackheads. They're notorious for it.
Dude, I smoked so much crack last night. Oh, really? How much? I smoked so much crack, I actually got drunk, too. Wow! Gateway drug, man. Did so much crack, I started drinking vodka. Sad. Feel bad for people. That's crazy, though. I've never... it's happened, though. I mean, we had it happen here in the United States.
I just saw on Gawker, they've got
D.C.'s kind of a big city, too. Kind of a big deal.
They've got the 29 goofiest pictures of this Mayor Rob Ford.
Oh, I can only imagine. Can you tweet it?
I'm going to add some to the blog.
Hey, I've been getting people asking me a lot lately, what's your Twitter account, Matt?
@ Matt Travis.
Pretty basic.
I get nervous about the Twitter, though. You see these guys losing their jobs for what they tweet.
Trust me, nobody's more nervous about your Twitter account than me. I promise you. I'm scared to death about what you're going to say on the show. There's no telling what you put. I mean, Matt's sitting at home. He's been up all night. It's 4 in the morning. He's looking at all the bodies hanging around in his living room. He's
start thinking, tweeting pictures.
What am I going to tweet? Scary. Believe me, that's what keeps me up at night. When they asked President Obama a while back, what keeps you up at night?
He said his wife.
No, not say his wife.
Darn it.
I can't remember if he said Afghanistan or Iran.
Or Twitter.
Or
one or the other.
Pakistan or whatever. Anyway, some country that isn't in North America. What keeps me up at night is what you're going to tweet. That's what keeps me up at night. I wake up in a cold sweat about twice a week. We need to have more logic in this country. Things bother me. Anything that is so patently and just absolutely, obviously, on its face, dumb... It kills me that we cannot correct these things.
Is this about Obamacare?
Is it Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes, tune into the Sunday Buzz.
And why.
If you want to hear how dumb Obamacare is for 3 hours on end, tune into the Sunday Buzz. Now, this is a story out of Kentucky, which, again, goes without saying it's going to have some stupid angle to it. But there are certain things that are so patently dumb.
Okay, hold on. Break. You always call me out for, like, words that I use wrong. Is patently a word?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, if you want to hear my speech corrected, tune into the Sunday Buzz from 9 to 12. A Whitley County student athlete says it would have gone against her religious beliefs to run with the race number 666. She and her coach tried to get her a different number. They were told they could not. Nerves over the race turned to frustration for Whitley County High School junior Cody Thacker. because of a different number. It would have been her third time running the race. I've trained since June for the race. If she'd won the regional, it would have been her first time competing for the state championship. I was so nervous I thought about it all week. Cross country coach Gina Crowley knows her students, so when she pulled the number assigned to Thacker, she knew there might be a problem. I saw it and I was like, whoa, I don't think she'll ever wear that number. 666, we all know the story on that.
Just turn it upside down and it's three nines.
Good point. So she and her coach tried to get a different number. They asked three different officials. They were told no three different times. I don't want to risk my relationship with God to try to take that number, said Thacker. I don't think God's going to hold it against you if you wear 666. At the same time, I would say, hey, dum-dums, are you kidding me with this? Who thinks it's okay to print this 666 thing up anyway? Hey, whether it's a religious thing or not, it's bad luck. Well, I don't want to run with a number 13 either.
Well, it's not that God's going to get mad at it. It's that it's a sign of the apocalypse.
That's a sign of the beast.
The beast, yes. So yes. She is the anti...
So what do you think is dumb? The fact that they put the 666 as a number or the fact that the girl doesn't want to wear it?
It's dumb that they put the 666 as a number. It's even dumber because what they do is... I like when people take what they did that was stupid and then make it worse. That's like the mayor going, yeah, I smoke crack, but hey, I was wasted at the time. So you went from A to B dumbness. Yeah. You were dumb here and you're even dumber now.
Yeah.
That 666 to even print it up. Like the guy that prints up numbers. I don't know who prints up the numbers for these races. I've never run a race where you had to wear a number.
But don't you think they just, like, spit out the number, like, 1 to 1,000? They don't, like, eliminate 13, 666,
I'm gonna guess
69?
I'm going to guess. Sorry.
Damn, Kev's on fire today.
I'm going to guess that there were not 1,000 people running in this race. I'm going to guess that there weren't 667 people running in this race.
What if she ran the race with number 6 three times?
It's exhausting. So anyway, they go dumber. It's dumb that they printed the number in the first place. Again, I don't know where the numbers are printed. I don't know who does it, but somebody's got to go, hey, Biff, 666, cool? Should we nix that one? Then when they go to the race, let's go look. I think you can understand why she's not comfortable wearing, you know, 666 as her number.
Do you think?
And she's repeatedly told, nope, she has to wear 666.
Do you think at the New York City Marathon, they eliminate certain numbers?
I don't know, but I do know this. If you go to them and say, I'm not comfortable wearing 666 for obvious reasons, I'm going to guess that they would be willing to make a change for you.
I want to know, does anyone know, in the New York City Marathon, if they just bust out all the numbers and you have to wear... I want to know. That is like a legitimate question because I don't think, and I know this is coming from a person who didn't grow up in an extremely Christian background, I don't know if there's a lot of people that, I don't know if it's as highly blatantly obvious that 666 is a really bad number here. I don't know up in like the Northeast or something like that if that would be as big of a deal.
Well, did they have the movie The Omen up there?
Do they have the Bible up there?
They do, but it's not the Bible Belt. It's
they call it the Bible.
Well, no, but
stringently...
Anywhere where there are Christians, this is going to be a bothersome thing.
I think that is like literally a legitimate question. I want to know if those numbers are eliminated in big marathons. That's
a legitimate question. I wouldn't want my kid to run a race in 666. I really wouldn't. I think that would be stupid. And I would probably go to the race guy and go, hey, dum-dum, give my kid a different number. And if they made a big deal about it, I go, well, then he's not. I would probably hold my kid out, too.
I totally agree with that.
It's idiotic.
If it's the fact
that they denied her. I mean, do you really not have a couple extra numbers lying around? I could go to my football coach and go, look.
At a one in front
I broke my ankle last week or whatever. I tweaked something last week wearing 17. Can I get a different jersey number? Boom, no problem. I'm going to guess these are just paper rectangles with numbers on them. I'm guessing they have a few extras laying around.
My question is, in a New York City marathon, they may not have another few numbers. They may have printed those bibs, you know, however far in advance, and you know that there is at least 666 people.
That's a fair question. I'm curious.
I hope this lady knows.
Well, if anybody knows, it's our friends with Exceptional Physical Therapy.
Marla, hey, guys.
Do you have an answer for this?
Well, actually, Jason and I used to have a Mustang, and the license plate had 666 on it. And we just, you know, just went with it. But people seemed to have an issue with it. We didn't. But other people did, and we finally, after a few years, came time to renew. He just said, "Let's just get a new plate."
People had a problem with your license plate?
Oh. Yeah, they're always like demonic, but nobody ever stole our car, so that's a plus.
Honestly, I don't. That number gives me pause. I don't flip out about it, but it does give me pause if I ever am, you know, doing something and the number comes up.
Would you ever name your child Damien?
Like if I'm playing golf and I make three sixes in a row, which happens pretty regularly, especially if I play three par threes back to back to back. It bothers me. I mean, I think about it. I don't freak out about it.
I will honestly tell you the honest truth. I have never in my life ever thought about that.
Yeah. And then it didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But
well, you guys are both going to hell.
Yeah.
It sucks for you.
Marla, we are in big trouble, my love.
I know.
Her car's name, Christine.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I didn't have a problem with it, but I wouldn't want to run with it either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Just seems like bad luck, just like you said.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, why tempt fate?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right, guys.
All right. Hey. Marla, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Scooby.
Hey, I like to say, I was given that number one time for an ID number, and I refused it. And the woman got mad that I had to take it. Well, I was buying into this thing that this was going to be the ID number. And I told her, well, I'm through. I'm not buying in. I'm through. And I started to walk out, and the manager come over and wanted to know what was going on, and I told him. I said, hey, I'm not taking that number. Y'all give me back my money, and I'll leave. And he went to freaking out. Oh, I don't blame you for not taking that number. So I don't want anything to do with that number at all.
What was the ID thing for? What were you doing?
It was a business. It was SMC a long time ago.
Okay.
And the SMC was it was going to be my SMC number. So.
Okay. Well.
But yeah, and but I was brought up in a religious background, but even if I wasn't, for me, I don't know. I think.
I'm pretty sure
that number is a task to Satan.
Yeah,
and I don't want nothing to do with
even
you
if
know,
I'm,
whether I was religious or not.
Yeah, even if I'm agnostic or atheist, I'm going to guess that I don't want 666 if I can help it.
My question would be though for people outside of the Bible Belt, and I understand that there's the Bible outside the Bible Belt, but I just don't believe it's as prominent of an issue for people that don't live in the South.
I think it bothers most anyone I know, but
I know a lot of people in the South.
Yeah, but I didn't grow up in the Bible Belt either, and if you know.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks.
It.
Yeah, the thing that they did, the point is, this is in the Bible Belt. This happened in the Bible Belt. This Kentucky race.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were so oblivious that three different people told her, "No, you can't change your number."
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is stupid.
I would like to know about the marathon, though.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point too. I got some Keith Lee Service Coming Live fan feedback. Kev makes a great point too. He says many countries skip 666 in license plates or ID numbers. And he also says they do erect buildings without a 13th floor.
And I've noticed that.
A race could skip a number or two. Like, if you're on a plane and you sit in row 13, does that bother you?
No.
I feel luckier in row 13, and I want a black cat to walk in front of me while I'm sitting there. How the cat got on the plane, I'll never know.
And why is there a ladder leaned up against it?
Antioch Baptist Church in Conway used to have a bus with a license plate, LXB666. I'll take your word for it. Don and Sherwood, Toronto's mayor is winning. Thank you very much. My ex-wife's social security number has 666 in it, and they refused to issue her another number. Well, Scott, I assume that's why she's your ex-wife now. Good move, bro. You saved yourself a lot
of trouble.
Mrs.
Beelzebub.
Oh, Damien!